Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's Dealer On webinar, the Yelp Help Your Dealership Needs. My name is Eliana Raggio, and I'll be your moderator today. Today's webinar is being presented by Dealer On. For anyone who isn't familiar with Dealer On, we're an award-winning website development company and digital agency, best known for our amazing SEO, the best customer service, and the highest converting website designs in the industry, including the brand new Chameleon Responsive Website Platform. We're so committed to lead conversion, optimization, and customer service that Dealer On is still the only company in the industry that offers a money-back lead guarantee program. Does your website company guarantee you a 50% lift in leads or your money back? Maybe you should check us out at our gorgeous brand new Dealer On website at DealerOn.com. Hey, I also want to let you know that Peter's going to move those slides forward so I can let you know that Sean Raines and Greg Gifford will both be presenting at the upcoming Digital Dealer Convention in Vegas, baby. DealerOn's going to be exhibiting there, too. So if you're going to be there, please stop by booth 601 and say hi. I'm going to be there, and I'd love to see you. We have a great booth, so don't forget, booth 601. Can't wait to see you there. And we have a great show in store for you today. We're very pleased to have Peter Martin as our presenter today. Peter, the Web Doc Martin, is president of Cactus Sky Digital, the auto industry's premier full-service digital marketing agency known for cutting-edge marketing innovations with expertise in email marketing, database development, and relationship building. Cactus Sky skillfully employs behavioral targeting, mobile-enabled campaigns, social media marketing, and database development and management to generate tremendous increases in customer engagement and conversion for their clients. Peter is an expert on various topics such as email marketing, website design, subprime marketing, database mining, online reputation, automotive marketing, social media marketing, and how to sell to women. He's a regular speaker for NADA and Digital Dealer and a contributing editor for Fixed Ops Magazine, Dealer Magazine, Auto Success Magazine, and many other key publications in the industry. And he can be reached at peter@cactusskydigital.com. Now, during the presentation, if you have any questions, please use the question feature located on the corner of your screen to submit them. At the end of the presentation, we'll answer those questions of general interest. If we're unable to get to your question live, we're going to try to respond by email later today. Also, don't forget, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording will also be emailed to you later today for your reference. Feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. Oh my gosh, I am so excited to tell you all about this. Our good friends at Cactus Sky are giving away not one, not two, but seven prizes today on the webinar. We all know there's nothing more impactful than a video testimonial from satisfied customers, right? Well, Cactus Sky's latest amazing offering, Testimonial Builder, is a turnkey product that helps dealers capture and syndicate customer testimonials online, and the results are simply incredible. Six of you lucky webinar attendees are going to win a 3-month subscription to Testimonial Builder. That's valued at $3,000 each, and then one lucky attendee is going to win a grand prize 6-month subscription to this amazing product that's valued at $6,000. That is a total, yes, of $24,000 worth of prizes we are giving away today, all thanks to our good friends over at Cactus Sky Digital. This is the largest prize package ever offered on any webinar ever, and all I can say is, whew, holy moly, you better stay on the live broadcast to win it, though. Stay tuned. Who knows? You could be one of the seven people winning one of these amazing prizes today. Also, at this conclusion of this webinar, you're going to receive a short survey, so fill it out, because we're always looking for quality feedback from our audience, and we want your opinion to be heard. And hey, do you tweet much? We hope you do. We'd love to see what you have to say about today's presentation, so tag us in it. You can use hashtag DealerOnWebby. I'm at Eliana Raggio. You can also hit up Peter Martin at WebDocPeter. We look forward to seeing what you're saying. So let's get started. Let's learn all about the Yelp Help Your Dealership Needs. Peter Martin, such a pleasure to have you back on the show, sir. How are you?
I am fabulous, and as always, it is a pleasure to be part of this and be on your show. I'm so excited because today, like you said, we've got a lot of great information that's going to really help dealers get a better handle on how to utilize Yelp that will, in a way that will benefit their dealership and help them sell more cars.
And I got to tell you, this is not the first time we've done a webinar on Yelp, But you are offering them a lot of things that are slightly different, well, a lot different than our previous webinars. So I know you have a lot of information to get to, and I expect we might have a nice Q&A session after your presentation as well, with a lot of people out there trying to get their own Yelp help for their dealership. So why don't you start off by telling everyone the kinds of things we're going to be learning about today?
Well, first of all, we're going to talk a little bit about your online reputation, because that has changed a lot in the last couple of years. We're going to touch on lightly about claiming your Yelp listing. I do that because I have spoken at a couple conventions in the last year, and I was a little surprised when I asked how many people in the audience have actually claimed their Yelp listing. And there's been a number of times where the people in the audience have said they haven't claimed their Yelp listing yet. So I do want to touch on that. I know probably most people on this call have already claimed it, but if you haven't, that's something we need to address and you need to take care of. We're going to dive into the Yelp check-in feature, because that's a very important part of getting your your reviews posted on Yelp. We're going to talk about how to utilize email effectively, because there's a lot of things out there that are going on that really don't work, and I want to help you save money, because I'll tell you some things that you should do and you shouldn't do so you're not wasting your money. And then, of course, you know, we're going to have that giveaway, which, just in a quick nutshell, is the reason why Testimonial Builder evolved was because of what we learned relative to the difficulties it is to get good positive reviews. And then, of course, we're going to do the questions and answers.
And that sounds great. And audience, I just want you to know, if you have a question, you come up with a question, you send that question in. We might not ask it till after Peter's presentation, but it's still important to get your question in. I do go in order. All right? So thank you so much. And Peter, take it away. Where do we start?
Well, we're going to start with Online Reputation 101, and we're just going to discuss a couple key points, because anybody who's on this call already realizes the value of your online reputation. The simple fact of the matter is, people buy from people they like and people they trust. And if you are not paying attention to your online reputation and incorporating that into your current business and doing it consistently, like, for example, if you're doing it for a couple months and all of a sudden you have a little hiccup and you just fall off the wagon and you don't do your follow-ups, that will have a detrimental effect, because during that period of time where you had your hiccup and you're not following up and preventing the bad reviews from getting published, you have now damaged your online reputation. And unfortunately, once somebody publishes something negative, it's almost impossible. It is not impossible. We have been able to get bad things taken off, but it's very difficult. But once something's published up on one of the review sites, whether it be Google Plus, Yelp, Dealer Rater, or Cars, now they're combined, or any of the other review sites, once somebody badmouths you, that black eye stays with you forever. And the first thing I want to tell everybody, because I had a very serious debate with some other people in the industry one time at I think it was either Digital Dealer or NADA, I was on a panel, and someone said, I think it is a good idea to have a couple bad reviews up on my review sites. And I went after him. I said, first of all, have you ever worked in a car dealership? And they said no. So, well, then you don't have a clue to what you're talking about, because anybody who works in a car dealership knows how little time we have. So for somebody to publish a bad review and then you have to take all of the time and energy that you normally don't have to try and correct that problem is very difficult. It's better to be proactive and prevent the bad reviews than try and go back and fix the bad reviews. So that comment, especially today with what has happened with the reviews and now how Google Plus is actually utilizing your online reputation to determine your SEO placement with their algorithms. So every single bad review, whether it be on Yelp, Dealer Rater, Cars.com, Google Plus, every bad review that you have has a very detrimental effect in your business and affects how many cars you're going to sell. So that's kind of how I wanted to just really highlight email when I want to get that started. Because we know there are a couple statistics out there, 86% of car shoppers start their research online. But the fact of the matter is, the world has changed. Everybody today has a smartphone. The first thing most people do before they buy anything, I don't care whether you're going to Best Buy, you're going to Sports Authority to buy, you know, a lacrosse stick for your son, you're going to go online and do some sort of research. You want to make sure you're getting the best possible price. But this statistic is by far one of the most alarming ones that I've ever come across. And this came out of a survey, I believe it was Bright Local. But 19 out of every 100 cars sold is going to result in a negative review. Think about that. If you're selling 200 cars a month, you've got this problem out there. You're selling 300 cars, the problem gets bigger, 400 cars. So if every time you hit that plateau of 100 cars, 19 of those people are going to leave you a negative review. And the fact of the matter is what we found is with online reputation, people are very quick to badmouth you. And it's very difficult to get anybody to say anything nice about you. So you need to be very aware of your online reputation. This was an interesting statistic. Even after a car buyer has made a purchase, they are willing to travel miles away to service their vehicle at a dealership with a better online reputation. Why I point this out is most of the people on the call are primarily related to the sales, and sales is a big piece. But anybody who has been in the car business for a while understands this fact. A satisfied service customer will eventually buy a new car. So when you look at your online reputation, you have to look past next month. You want to look down the road, because if we have customers that are unhappy with the dealership or they're seeing bad reviews and now they're going to another dealership for service, we've lost that repeat business. And it has a detrimental effect long term. So now it's time for one of our poll questions.
That's right. Audience, we have three poll questions for you today. And especially in this topic, we really want you to answer these poll questions for us. It's very important that we find out what's going on with Yelp when it comes to our dealers all across the country and even abroad. So here's your first question. We want to know, what do you feel is the most influential online review site for dealers? Now, just because this is a Yelp webinar, it's all about Yelp, doesn't mean you have to answer that. But yes, that is one of the answers. We also have Google+, DealerRater, Cars.com, and Facebook. We want to know what you think. What do you feel is the most influential online review site for dealers? Once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close the poll, share the results, and yes, we have two more poll questions coming at you a little bit later on, so get ready for those as well. And don't forget to get those questions in, because we expect a rousing Q&A session after Peter's presentation. And the votes are coming in so fast, so thank you so much. So the question is, what do you feel is the most influential online review site for dealers? Peter, if you're ready, I'll close this poll and share the results.
I'm ready.
All right, let's see what we got. Okay, very interesting. 58% of dealers today feel that Google Plus is the most influential online review site for dealers. 13% believe it's Yelp. 8% said it's DealerRater. 9% say it's Cars.com. And Facebook racked up 13% of today's polling audience. Peter, is there a correct answer to this question?
Actually, they all got the correct answer if they said Google+. And the reason why Google+ is by far the single most important one is this. Google+ is incorporating your online reputation into their SEO algorithm. And the fact of the matter is, if you want to sell more cars, you have to have good placement on Google. Your dealership needs to be easily found on Google. And if they're looking at your online reputation and you have a bad online reputation, it is going to affect whether or not you're going to be anywhere on the top page of Google. And that does have an impact on your sales.
Well, there you go. Audience, thank you so much for your votes on that first poll question. We're going to get to two more a little bit later on. So sit tight and get those questions in. Thanks so much. Peter.
Now, this is an interesting statistic. Now, of course, this comes from Yelp. So we've got to look at that from that standpoint. But what they're talking about is a one-star increase in a Yelp rating leads to a 5 to 9% increase in revenue. Yelp, if you look at Yelp, and a lot of people don't like Yelp, and we'll talk a bit more about that in detail. But the one thing about Yelp is the Yelpers are, and please, if you're a Yelper, I'm a Yelper, don't take offense to this. But if you're a Yelper, most Yelpers, and the Yelp community is a little bit of click. It's a little bit of a click. You know, it's kind of like, I don't want to call it a cult because that's a bad word. But the Yelpers really trust and look at other Yelpers and what they have to say. And I find it very interesting because I post on all of the different review platforms. The only review platform that I ever get any comments back from other people on the platform is Yelpers, where I'll put a post up there, and I've had people come back and say, hey, Peter, we really appreciate your posts. We really appreciate your reviews, things like that. And it's funny that I get those type of responses. So the Yelpers I find to be very clicky. So if you do a good job on Yelp, I really believe you will see an increase, because if one Yelper is giving you a positive benefit, they also are going to be helping you with other Yelpers. The other benefit of Yelp, which a lot of people don't talk about, is you also get a double bang with Yelp. Because if somebody posts on Yelp, Yelpers have the ability where that post can also be pushed to Facebook and Twitter. So now all of a sudden they give you a good review on Yelp, it gets then pushed onto their Facebook and also onto their Twitter. So now you're getting even more exposure from a good positive review on Yelp. Here's a couple facts about Yelp. There's 75 million monthly unique desktop visitors, 86 million monthly unique mobile visitors. Now, Yelp is primarily a mobile app. We know from what we've seen in the industry, and like one of the things that I love about Dealerine is they have by far the single best, and this is not a paid pitch, but they really do, because I have to work with a lot of web design companies, they have the single best mobile platform. And why that is important, if you know who Cactus Sky is, you know that we're known in the industry for email marketing. And I send out about 10 million emails a month for car dealers around the country. But we track what goes on. And I will tell you that close to 60% of the people who receive my emails on behalf of car dealers are opening and reading them on a mobile device. So if your email, if you're sending out emails and you do not have a mobile-enabled website, you are literally throwing your money away, because over 60% of the people opening those emails are doing it on a mobile device. So it's very important that you focus on mobile, and Yelp, that is where their claim to fame is. And we'll talk a little bit about why that also plays into their overall algorithm of why some reviews get filtered and some don't. But mobile is critical, and it's a very powerful tool for you. I'm only going to touch on this for a quick brief second or two, but if you haven't claimed your Yelp listing, you need to do it. And the reason why you need to do it is somebody else can go claim that Yelp listing, and then you've got to fight to get it back. I know that sounds strange, but sometimes people will actually claim your Yelp listing. And when you go to Yelp, the easiest way to do it is to go look yourself up in Yelp, and then you simply look on the page, and if you see right here, if it says work here, claim this business, if that button is there, that means this listing has not been claimed. If you are the owner, general manager of a dealership, and you're listening to this webinar, you need to make sure that you personally do this process, or you have somebody that you trust, and you get the information. You need to make sure it's done with an email address that you own and control. What we come across on a regular basis is somebody will have claimed the Yelp listing who works at the dealership, and now they no longer work there, and that email address doesn't even exist anymore, and now you have no way to go back in and edit and update your account, because you have no way to get back into your Yelp listing. So whoever claims that listing, make sure you have all that information, you have it written down in a safe place, because I have had nightmares with clients who have not done that because, Sally claimed our Yelp listing 3 years ago, and Sally is married and moved to another country, and we can't get a hold of her anymore. We don't have any information, because Yelp will not release that information except to the original email address.
Oh,
so that is a very important
thing. That sounds like a nightmare.
Oh, it can be a nightmare. It is. It could be a huge problem, because now all of a sudden you've got a Yelp listing that's not updated, you don't have the correct information on it, and you have no way to fix it. So it can be very difficult. And speaking of that, difficult, it takes us to our next poll question.
Speaking of difficult, no, this is easy. All right, audience, guess what? We're going to do two back-to-back poll questions for you right now. Your involvement in our poll questions, your participation in those poll questions, we're very much relying on those. So please, if you wouldn't mind, answer this one for us. Are you currently paying Yelp? Yeah, I know. It sounds like an easy question, right? Please select one of the following answers. Yes, and it's working great for us. Yes, but we aren't seeing the results we would like. Not yet, but we're thinking about it. No, management would never go for that. They think it's a total waste of money. Or no way, never going to happen. They are extortionists. Yeah, we have that answer up there. All right, we want to know, are you currently paying for Yelp? Once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close the poll, share the results, and then we're going to go to the next poll question, all right? So are you currently paying for Yelp? Yes, and it's working great for us. Yes, but we aren't seeing the results we'd like. Not yet, but we're thinking about it. Nah, management would never go for that. No way, it's a waste of money. Or no way, never going to happen. Yelp, they're all extortionists. So Trish wrote in, what about no, but we did in the past, but results weren't what we expected, so we stopped paying. Thank you so much for that, Trish. I appreciate it. All right, so now that we have a majority of the votes in, Peter, I think you're going to be very interested to see what our audience today has said. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Okay, only 4% of today's audience answered yes, and it's working great for us. All right? Here's the kicker. Only 20% of today's audience said yes, they are paying for Yelp, but they admit they aren't seeing the results that they would like to. So altogether, only not even a quarter of our audience is paying for Yelp. All right? So let's get that out of the way. Now, a third, 33% of today's audience said not yet, but we're thinking about it. 20% say no way, management will never go for that. They're never going to waste their money on paying for Yelp. And then the remaining 24% say no way, I think Yelp equals extortionists. Peter, do you have any comments on this?
Well, I have to agree with the 24% because
the 24% that are paying or the 24% that say no way, never going to happen, they're extortionists?
The 24% that say no way, and I agree with them with the fact that they feel that they're extortionists. And honestly, Yelp, the best way to understand Yelp is think of them as the mafia. Okay? and it's funny, we laughed about this the other day, but the old mafia movies where, you know, they're going from business to business and saying, hey, you need to pay us protection?
Yeah.
I honestly think the guy who created Yelp was scared as a kid by the Godfather movie. You know the pimp, you know, because their model is complete extortion. Let's call it what it is. And it's an unfortunate situation, but it's you either pay or you're going to pay.
Yeah, and just so you know, a whole slew of people just wrote in. Thank you so much, Peter, hallelujah. Oh my gosh, everyone's writing in. I see your thank yous. Yes, we are recognizing that maybe the business model that Yelp has worked out maybe isn't the kindest to people who own businesses. Yeah, Megan's like, mafia. I'm married to an Italian. Obviously, my last name is Raggio now, and I can tell you there's no such thing as the mafia from what I hear. He tells me there's no such thing as mafia. Okay, but I'll tell you what. Let's hide this question, and let's get to our next question, all right? Now, 24% of you, let me see, 24% of you said you are paying for Yelp. So this question is just for you people who said you are paying for Yelp. So here's a question. If you are paying Yelp, have you seen an improvement from before you paid for Yelp and now that you are paying for Yelp? So please select one. Yes, Yelp is amazing. Yes, but we were hoping for more. Kinda, not much, not really. Not enough to justify the costs. Or nope, huge disappointment. And by the way, Melody wrote in, finally, someone who calls it like it is. Yeah, we're not pussyfooting around this one, Melody, and all of the rest of you out there. He really does think that Yelp is doing dealerships and other small businesses out there a grave disservice by their business model. And I don't know why they think it's fair, but they're not changing it anytime soon. So, all right. So if you are paying for Yelp, have you seen an improvement? Yes, Yelp is amazing. Yes, but we were hoping for more. Kinda, not much really. Not enough to justify the costs. Or nope, huge disappointment. Well, I think these are all the votes we're going to get in. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, let's see. All right, for all you people who aren't paying for Yelp, and even for the ones who are, here's what we found. No one says Yelp, yep, Yelp is amazing. No one thinks Yelp is amazing, all right? 15% of those paying for Yelp say yes, they are seeing an improvement, but not as much as they were hoping for. Another 15% said kinda, not much, really, when it comes to improvement after they started paying. 31% of those paying Yelp say that's not enough to justify the costs, and the majority, 38% of those paying for Yelp, say that, in their opinion, Yelp is a huge disappointment. I don't have any other comments further than that.
No, and unfortunately, that's the way it is. That's kind of the, you know, and that's why I said what I said. It's the situation we have, and the suggestion and the tip I'm going to give here, and I know most people don't like it, and I have people come up to me all the time and say, you know, we disagree. But the fact of the matter is, if you're going to start putting energy into getting more Yelp reviews, and you're going to take away from this webinar the information I'm providing, and you start focusing on Yelp and getting more Yelp reviews, at some point, you are going to trigger their call center. Because the way Yelp does it, it's real simple. As companies start getting more reviews, all of a sudden they've got an algorithm and they see, okay, XYZ Motors has got 10 reviews or whatever their magic number is. And now all of a sudden that information goes over to one of their call center people, and they're going to pick up the phone and call, and they're going to ask for who's in charge of marketing, and eventually they're going to find their way to you, and they're going to ask you to buy one of their advertising packages. And I will tell you, I have seen it time and time again. If you say no, the following morning, all of your positive reviews that have been on Yelp for all that time will disappear. It's amazing. It's a miracle. I don't know how they do it. It's magic. But literally, a following day after you said no and turned them down to buy their product, all of your positive reviews on Yelp just somehow disappear. That is the problem.
Jeez.
It's one of those things, and it's just, I've had it happen time and time again, and that's the way they do it. So they don't bother calling you until you start getting some reviews, because they want to be able to say to you, oh, Mr. Car Dealer, look at this. You have 35 positive reviews on Yelp. You have all of these people looking at your site on Yelp. You have all of these things, and they build the value into why you should be paying them their ridiculous advertising fees. And as soon as you say, no, I don't have it in my budget, I don't think it's worthwhile, the next day, boom. And what they replace those nice reviews with are all the bad reviews. And now you got all nothing but bad reviews up on Yelp. So it is extortion, and that's the way they're doing it, and it's dirty pool.
Now, John wrote in, did he really just say that? Did he really just say that? OMG, we're doomed. John, I feel for you, dude. And then Virginia wrote in, exactly. We had 52 five-star reviews, and that they're now unrecommended, and we went from a four-plus star rating to a two-star rating.
Yeah. And that's the game they play. So what my recommendation is, it's very simple. If you remember, if you know anything about me, I got my start in the car business when I was in college doing advertising. So my background is all about advertising and marketing, and it's become digital. But it's very simple. When they do call, instead of saying no, you need to play the game that you're a smaller dealership, you don't have much of an advertising budget, and work them back and forth and buy the smallest possible package. Throw $200, $300, $400 a month at them. Find it in your advertising budget somewhere. You've got huge advertising budgets in most dealerships, but play it as if you're their advocate, you're going to the dealer, and you're going to try and get them part of the budget. All the person on the other end of the phone is trying to do is get something. And they're not looking at, okay, wait a second, they're selling 50 cars a month, they're selling 500 cars a month, we should get this much money. You're dealing with somebody working in a call center that's probably getting a little commission, and all they're looking at the end of the day, how many calls were made, how many sales were made. Give them something. Think about it this way. If you ever watched any old mafia movies, The guy comes walking in there, the guy opens the cash register, and he unwillingly hands the guy, you know, $50, $20, whatever. Give them something. Remember, you're dealing with Guido the killer pimp here on steroids. Okay, they're not going to come burn down your dealership like the mafia used to do. They're going to damage your business by using technology and slandering you with your online reputation. So give them something. I don't care whether it's a couple hundred dollars, but if you give them something, you will be amazed at how all of your reviews stay up there, and you'll actually have less of them being filtered, and you'll start seeing some benefit. And the reason why you need to do this is Yelp is not going away. They're growing. They've had multiple class action lawsuits against them, and they've been successful in defending themselves on these practices. And they're actually making enough money now where they're actually starting doing television advertising. So you need to pay attention to Yelp because it will have an impact today, but more importantly, in the future.
Okay. Before you go any further, I want the frustration is building on everyone who's listening to you because they absolutely agree with everything that you're saying, and it's really sad. So they're venting. So for instance, Trish said that when Yelp called her, or when she called Yelp, actually, they in turn turned around and said, "No, it has nothing to do with them. It's the algorithm." And then Melody, she kind of agrees with what Steven said. Melody said, "Why isn't this illegal? I mean, in any other description of what's going on, it really does sound like extortion. But like Steven says, I agree with everything that's been said. It's all true. Then someone needs to organize a class action lawsuit because this is BS. Sorry, we've been dealing with Yelp for a month now, and I've grown to really dislike them."
And I agree, Ileana, with all that. I've talked to dealers, and I've had dealers come to me, and they want to file class action lawsuits. At the end of the day, in a lawsuit, the only person that wins is the attorneys, and they've already been sued by multiple companies. They've had people go after them. My feeling is our goal on a daily basis is to sell cars. So if we can, you know, just as distasteful as it is, if we can just realize, you know what, this is a cost of doing business. This is something we've got to deal with. We've got to pay this extortion. Let's call it what it is. It's extortion. Pay a couple hundred dollars, whatever the amount is. Pay it every month just to not have to deal with the bully, because at some point we're going to end up spending more money fighting them, but the time that we spend fighting them, it's just not going to be worth our time, because they're not going away anytime soon. And it's an ugly fact of business.
All right. You know what? We had a lot of people that wrote in. And I'm going to I read everything that you guys send in, all right? But we're going to hold on to all of those. Yeah, so Kristen says, "So is he asking us to cave in?" Yeah, I think he is. Peter?
Yeah, I'm not asking to cave in. I'm just simply giving you my personal opinion. You know, if I was sitting in your shoes after seeing what I've seen and the number of dealers that I've worked with and gone through this, I'm just trying to share with you what I've learned over the last couple of years of trying to address this issue. And I look at it from standpoint, it's the cost-reward basis. You know, is it worth the time and energy to try to fight this? My opinion, it's not. It's better off to have a plan and a solution and go after that and say, okay, you know what, we've got to deal with this. And, you know, I'm just telling y'all, in my opinion, what I believe to be the truth, my personal opinion, because I'd rather tell you the truth, even though it's not a pretty picture, because the old saying is, don't shoot the messenger. Because I'd rather you know than have somebody come along, and you got a lot of these people out there that are going to blow smoke and, oh, we can do this, we can do that. You know what? I've tried all that stuff. It doesn't work. You know, I'd rather you do something that's going to work, because, like I said, at the end of the day, we want to get past this hurdle and sell more cars.
Okay. So Stephen wrote in, but principles have to come into play at some point. And I think, Stephen, Peter's viewpoint is, you know, the cost-benefit ratio. If you can make a deal with Yelp where you're only paying, let's say, $200 a month, and for that, your 52 five-star ratings all of a sudden magically appear again, isn't it worth it? I think isn't it worth that stupid $200 that they're extorting from you? It is the price of doing business. And, yes, we have our principles, but We also want to get customers who come to our dealership. We don't have a lot of opportunities to get those customers to come to our dealership. So I'm with you, Stephen, and with everyone else and their frustration. I hear your frustrations. And just so you know, it's not just dealerships. It's every small. I have a girlfriend who owns a hair salon, and she has gone on television talking about Yelp, and it hasn't changed a thing. She still can't see her positive reviews, and only the negative ones are showing up. It's the same with everyone who deals with Yelp. So is it worth $200 to get all your positive reviews up online? That's a decision you have to make. Okay, please, keep going, because we could dispute this all day.
I think we've gone through a lot of stuff there, but you just had a very interesting statement right there, and let's go from we've addressed the problem, we've addressed the elephant in the room, but let's talk about how we beat the elephant in the room. And I'm going to tell you, this is my secret sauce, and this has been a huge benefit for helping my dealers and the people I work with to get their reviews to be on there and not filtered. And what it is, and this is the most important part of this presentation, if you take anything away from this presentation that is going to help you get more of your reviews published, this is the information. So this is where you really want to pay attention. Yelp is a mobile app that is GPS-based. So if you utilize the check-in feature, you are going to, I can't say guarantee, but you are going to dramatically increase the number of your reviews that are going to actually be published. And the reason for this is very simple. When somebody is at the dealership and they see a point of purchase material like this where it says check in on Yelp and receive something free, everybody wants something for free, so you have to give them an incentive to check in. So now somebody's in there for service or they're in there for sales and they click on check, they check in. What that does is it sends a message to Yelp and they now know that that person is actually physically sitting in your dealership because it's GPS-based. So now the first thing you have to do is you get the people to check in. Checking in on Yelp is very simple. You hit the check-in button, and maybe ask them to take a picture. They take a picture because now Yelp knows that that person was actually at the dealership. And then afterwards, okay, I always recommend that if you're going to use the check-in feature, you give them an incentive. Why this is important is this. Let's role play for a second. I'm a customer. I'm in your dealership. I'm sitting there in the customer lounge waiting for my oil change to be done. I click on check-in. I do my check-in. You now have the ability to give that customer a coupon. So now all of a sudden the coupon says, congratulations, thank you for checking in. Now, most restaurants, they develop this for restaurants. Most restaurants, if you check in at a restaurant, it'll give you a free cup of coffee or a free dessert or something else on your next visit. But now what happens is the check-in comes up and it says, thank you for checking in. Please show this to the cashier and get a complimentary safety inspection or offer something. The reason why you want to do that while the person is in your dealership is very simple. They now are going to go to your cashier, and they're going to say, hey, I just checked in on Yelp, and I'm supposed to show this to you so I get a complimentary safety inspection. You now know that you have a good potential Yelp review sitting in your customer lounge. You say, thank you, Mr. Customer. Please have a seat. We'll make sure that we do the safety inspection. And what I have told my dealers to do is this. You now mark that customer, and you flag them. And you make sure that you have everything done properly, you get the safety inspection, and at the time the customer goes to pick up their car, you have a manager come out there and thank them for coming in for the service, walk them through. I would do a walk around the car, and at the end, after you've loved on them, you've kissed their rear end, and made them feel so special because they checked in on Yelp, you ask them, would you please also leave us a nice review if you're happy with our service, and you'll find that those people are going to leave a good review, but more importantly, they're going to be published because they originally checked in. So the check-in feature has two critical components. Number one, it tells Yelp that this is a real review because the person is in the dealership. And number two, it gives you an opportunity to identify someone who's got the potential to leave you a review to make sure that you cross your T's, dot your I's, and give that person the best customer service you can while they're in your dealership.
Okay, we've had a couple people who've tried this, actually. If you've tried it and it worked, I'd love to hear from you as well. But we've had a couple people who've tried this and are still running into roadblocks. So we'll get to that in a little bit, and we'll see if we can work through that, okay?
Okay. Yeah, and like I was saying, so this is one of those things where it's not an exact science. It has a lot to do with whether or not you're paying them, you're not paying them, what's going on. But the fact of the matter is, if you are doing all of the things properly, and one of the other things is, as we'll get to in a few minutes, if you follow up with your customers with an email asking them to leave a review, and say they get that email 3 days later, 5 days later, when they go and post that review, Yelp will actually go and they will look for a check-in. So if a couple days later that customer goes in there and leaves you a review, Yelp goes back to see if there's a check-in, because that way they can verify. The reason why Yelp is growing is Yelp is very focused on making sure that they're authentic reviews. A matter of fact, just so you understand what I'm talking about, I do a lot of traveling, and there have been times where I'll be in another state, and I will start leaving reviews. I'll be in a restaurant, I'll be at a car dealership, seeing a client, whatever. And I will actually get an email from Yelp asking me, "Dear Peter, we noticed that there are a lot of reviews from your account in Boise, Idaho. Are you currently in Boise, Idaho? We want to verify your location." So they pay attention to the check-ins and the reviews. So it's very important that you do not ignore this. It is a very important piece of what's going on out there with Yelp. So a couple things. There's a lot of different ways you can promote that. And the key here is you want to make sure that you're asking for people to give you the reviews. Before I go any further, do you have any other questions that came in real quick you wanted to address or touch base on?
You have no idea how many questions and comments I do have. Amazing amounts. So you're going to be sitting there in Q&A for a while. So let's just keep going.
No problem. Now, the reason why I brought that up is this. So if you have somebody check in, that's the first step. If you're going to follow up with customers and ask them to leave you a review, it's very, very important that when you do that, you want to make sure in that email you give them an opportunity to click on a not satisfied button. You don't want to send out an email asking them to leave you a review on Yelp and not have a way for them to communicate with you directly if they're unhappy.
Oh, that's
because
a good idea.
We'll tell you, all of the review sites, they love to prioritize bad reviews over good reviews. So this is an example of an email that we suggest sending out. Something out with your logo on there. Video is always a great thing to put in an email where they can click and they can actually hear somebody talk. And you ask them to leave a review. And one of the things is you want to simply say, if for some reason we did not meet your expectations, please let me know or let us know so we can correct the situation. What I will tell you is this. We have never had a customer who has clicked on one of the not satisfied buttons in our emails and then gone and leave a bad review. And if you think about it from a psychological standpoint, put a little philosophy in here, not philosophy, but psychology in here. If you're unhappy about something and you vent it in an email or on a form, you've just released that. And that's what happens. They just downloaded all that stuff. Now they feel better. But the beauty of using a not satisfied or giving them the ability to communicate with you personally and fix it is now you're communicating that issue, and they're communicating that issue with you privately. They haven't clicked on the Google or Yelp or DealerRater button and published all of your dirty laundry out there for everybody to see. So you want to make sure that if you are going to go ask them for a review, that you incorporate some way for them to communicate with you on a private basis to tell you what they didn't like and give you an opportunity to fix it. And it's important that if you are going to do that, you can't ignore the problem. If they reply back to you and say, "Hey, you know what? You got grease all over my floor mats. I'm really unhappy." Fix the problem. Because unfortunately, most consumers are going to tell people that they were unhappy. But 90% of the customers that you fix the problem, we'll come back to your dealership. And more importantly, what we found is if you go back and fix that problem, and let's say it takes two or three communications, and you finally have to, you know, maybe you've got to get their car detailed or whatever it is, after they're finished, then you can turn around and go back to that person and say, you know, now that we've taken care of you, would you be so kind as to leave us a review on Yelp or DealerRater or Google Plus or whatever? And it's amazing how many of those customers are happy to go leave you a review after you fix the problem. So it's also a great way to build more positive reviews. So let's review a couple things. The more stars you get equals more cars you're going to sell. If you haven't claimed your listing, let's go claim it right away. You need to start using the check-in feature, and you always want to ask her for a good review, but you also want to try and prevent the bad review. And I just want to throw one more statistic out there. What we found in doing this for dealers is 80-plus percent of the people who click on any of the links in our email campaigns, and remember, our email campaigns have four links, usually Google+, Yelp, and then whichever third review site the dealer wants, and then the not satisfied button. Over 80% of the clicks of those four emails, those four buttons, are the not satisfied. So the majority of the people out there, when you send them an email, they're going to be complaining.
Really?
So you want to make sure you have that feature in there.
But it's better to get an email saying that they have a complaint than a negative review, right?
Definitely. You do not want them to have an email where the only choice they have is to click on one of the review sites, because I will tell you, 80% of the people that click are going to be saying something negative.
Hmm. Man, you should see these comments that are coming in. I cannot wait to get to the Q&A session.
So let's flip through here. So there we are, the Q&A.
Oh, are we here? Wow. All right. Audience, you have been so amazing sending in your comments, your questions, your queries. You know what? We're going to get to them all. All right. So sit tight. If you've written in to me, you know me. I read everything. I don't care. So we're going to get to those. If you haven't gotten your questions in yet, get them in. Before we do that, though, before we get to Q&A, I want to remind everyone to go check out the handouts section of today's Dealer On webinar presentation. Okay, the handout section in your GoToWebinar interface. In there, you can download immediately the slide deck that you just saw from Peter. All right? You only have until the end of today's webinar to get that download and get your copy of the slide deck. So definitely do that. And it's that time. I'm so excited. Man, it's one of these days like this. I wish I had game show music behind me. I really do. Guess what? If you missed it at the beginning of the webinar, well, I announced that our good friends over at Cactus Sky, they're giving away a bunch of prizes today, right? Come on, let's go to the next slide. I'm so excited. They're not giving away one or two. No, they're giving away seven. Seven prizes today on the webinar. We all know there's nothing more impactful than a video testimonial from a satisfied customer. Well, guess what? Cactus Sky has a latest amazing offering. It's called Testimonial Builder. It's a turnkey product that helps dealers capture and syndicate customer testimonials online. The results have been simply incredible. They're going to be sharing it with you guys today. Six lucky webinar attendees today are going to win a 3-month subscription to Testimonial Builder. Now, that's valued at $3,000 each. Amazing prize for your dealership. And then one very lucky attendee is going to win a grand prize, 6-month subscription to that offering, that amazing product. That's valued at $6,000. That's a total of $24,000 of prizes today. NBD, right? It's the largest prize package ever offered. And yes, it is from our very generous friends over at Cactus Sky Digital. Now, if you're a vendor, we're going to ask you to kindly sit this out. These prizes are, of course, only intended for dealership personnel. It's not going to help you out anyway. So please, we love having you here, but let's let some of these dealerships win these prizes, okay? So thank you so much. All right, everyone. First person to write in the correct response to any of our giveaway questions is going to be a winner, all right? So let me get this out here. Boom. All right, I just want to make sure I have all this ready to go, because I know a lot of you are going to be jumping in on this. All right, here we go. Good luck, everyone. Here's your first question. This is for 3 months of Testimonial Builder. It's a $3,000 prize. Here we go. Good luck, everyone. Earlier in the presentation, Peter mentioned that Yelp is very similar to another famous organization. Which one? Yep, that's right. We already got a winner. First one to write in Mafia was Sarah Johnson. Sarah Johnson, I am writing your name down. You are our very first winner today. Congratulations, Sarah Johnson.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Sarah, what I need you to do is write in your dealership name so I can give you a proper congratulations, and that goes for any of the following winners that I call your name, okay? Congratulations, Sarah Johnson from... I have no idea. She didn't write back in yet. Sarah. Oh, she's from Jim Karras Automotive. Congratulations, Sarah. You are our first winner. Guess what, Sarah? You get to sit the rest of this out. Okay, my friend? All right, next question. Here we go. Good luck, everyone. What is the one way to ensure that a Yelp review will not get filtered? Oh, gosh. I have to scroll. Oh, my gosh. People, all right. I'm sure we have a winner. Hold on a second. Yes, the first person to write in, use the check-in feature, was Dan Petermeyer. Dan Petermeyer, congratulations. Dan Petermeyer. Congratulations, Dan. You are also a winner today. Dan is from Weston Nissan in Davie, Florida. Congratulations. You have also won a 3-month subscription to Testimonial Builder. Okay, we're ready to give away another one. Good luck, everyone. Here we go. According to Yelp, as of May 2016, how many Yelp reviews have been posted on their site? First person to write in got it correctly. Virginia Clark with 102 million. Congratulations, Virginia. You were definitely paying attention. Virginia Clark, you are our third winner today. She is from Classic Toyota in Tyler, Texas. Congratulations, Virginia. All right, Sarah Johnson, Dan Petermeyer, Virginia Clark, all amazing winners. Guess what? We got 3 more of these to give away before we get to our grand prize. You 3 can sit this one out. All right, everyone, here is question number 4. How much does it cost to create, claim, edit, and optimize your online business listing on Yelp? Oh my goodness, of course it's free. First person to write it in was Tamara Swatz. Congratulations, Tamara. You are our fourth winner today. This is not the first time Tamara has won on my show. Congratulations. Although I have to say, I don't remember what dealership you're from. Okay, here she goes. Yay, thanks, Legacy Toyota in Tallahassee, Florida. Congratulations, Tamara. Okay. Tamara, you join the ranks of winners today, Sarah Johnson, Dan Petermeyer, and Virginia Clark. All 4 of you, relax. We have 2 more of these prizes to give away. Here we go, everyone. Good luck. What should you do when Yelp calls up and asks you to buy one of their online advertising packages? That's right. First person to write in was Devin Rajkumar. Devin Rajkumar, you are also a winner today. Devin, I know you've won on my show before. I remember that name, haven't you? And yes, the answer was Payit. Yes, I know. We're going to discuss that a little bit more. But Devin, congratulations. What dealership are you from, my friend? He's going to type in. I know. How are these people typing in so fast? I know, right? I thought it's fast, too. Devin, you're going to let me know what dealership you're from, right? Oh, here we go. He is the digital marketing manager at Van Dusen Chevrolet Buick GMC in Ontario, Canada. Congratulations, Devin. All right, some people still want to win. Guess what? You still have 2 more chances to win. We have 1 more $3,000 prize. It's a 3-month subscription to Testimonial Builder. And then we're going to give away our grand prize. All right, everyone, here we go. Good luck. Here we go. According to Yelp, how many unique mobile visitors do they have every month? Daryl Dryman, first person to write in, 86 million. Congratulations, Daryl. You have just won an amazing $3,000 prize for your dealership. Daryl Dryman, what dealership are you from while I'm writing your name down? From Modern Automotive in North Carolina. Congratulations, Daryl. Okay, so Sarah Johnson, Dan Petermeyer, Virginia Clark, Tamara Swatz, Devin Rajkumar, and Daryl Dryman, congratulations. You are all winners of a 3-month subscription to Testimonial Builder from our friends over at Cactus Guy, valued at $3,000 each. Amazing prize for all of you. All right, everyone. Now's the big one. Now, you six, you're already winners. So we're going to ask you to please sit this one out, and as well as the vendors. And we are going to give away a $6,000 prize. It's a 6-month subscription to Testimonial Builder. All right, everyone, here we go. Good luck. You might have to do some math on this one. According to Bright Local, what percent of all cars sold result in a negative review? We're looking for a percent. Oh, my gosh. Okay, who is the first person who wrote in 19% is... Shannon Bashar, congratulations. I don't know your name. I don't recall your name being on my screen before, but you are today's grand prize winner. Congratulations, Shannon. Where are you from, my friend? You answered correctly. It was 19%. We did say it was 19 out of 100, so you had to do a little bit of math. Congratulations. Shannon is from Continental Motors Group in Chicago. I love my Chi-Town. Shannon, congratulations. All right, all 7 of you, you're amazing winners. Thank you, everyone, for playing along. I know we gave away a lot of prizes today, but you know what? Huge congratulations to all of today's winners. And don't worry if you didn't win a prize today. We give away cool prizes every week, so come on back to another Dealer On webinar. Who knows, that could be the day you win an awesome prize on a Dealer On webinar. Of course, we got to thank our good friends over at Cactus Guy for their, just outstanding, unbelievable, incredible generosity. Thank you so much for making this a very exciting Dealer On webinar. Okay, now I'm going to turn my webcam on. Whew, I'm sweating over here. By the way, all you winners, Sarah, Dan, Virginia, Tamara, Devin, Daryl, and Shannon, you are going to hear from our good friends over at Cactus Guy about claiming your prize, so wait to hear from them, okay? All right, Peter, where are you, my friend? Whew, that was exciting. I'm sweating over here. Whew. Okay. I've never given away that much money.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we got a lot of questions, but it was funny because when you told me that yesterday, I was like, okay, Grant Cardone, guy's awesome, but you know what? I got to knock the king off the top of the hill. For next time he goes out, he's going to like do $50,000. I'm very happy to... knocked him off the top.
Oh, my gosh, it was amazing. All right, here we go. Okay, we have so many questions, so many comments, so I'm just going to go in order, all right?
Let's go.
All right, here we go.
Here for a couple of days.
John was the first one to write in. He says, I have over 22 not currently recommended 5-star reviews on Yelp, but our competitors have 5-star reviews that look exactly like ours, and theirs are posted. Why are we being blackballed by Yelp? It's extortion to the highest degree. I think we've already covered. They're probably paying, and you're probably
paying.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. That's what it is.
Yeah. Now, Michael wrote in. He says, Peter, your take and perspective, he's looking for, about Cars.com acquiring DealerRater. Strategically, will this significantly enhance views in due time with DealerRater's actual viewership when standing alone? What do you think about Cars.com taking over DealerRater?
I think it's a good idea. I think it was an interesting acquisition because Cars.com has been a big player out there. DealerRater, I'm not a particular fan of DealerRater, so I'm hoping that they're going to change some of the things to make DealerRater a little bit more dealer-friendly. One of the challenges I have with DealerRater is if I was in the car business and I'm not paying, DealerRater kind of had the same model a little bit. If you don't pay DealerRater, when somebody goes to your site to look for your reviews, anyone who's paying DealerRater, who's a competitor of yours, actually shows up on the page. I've always had a little issue with that. So hopefully, the combination of the two will be beneficial to the end user, the dealers.
I hope so, too. All right. Next question. Thank you, Michael, for your question, by the way. Next question comes to you from Lexi. She says, and this was when we were talking about claiming your Yelp pages. She says, an old employee claimed three of our dealerships, and we have no way to get in. What's the easiest way to go about that nightmare?
There's no easy way. I mean, this is one of those things where if you are paying Yelp, you have a little bit more leverage. That's the point I was making earlier. Whoever claims the listing needs to make sure that you have all that information. So I would reach out to them, say you're interested, but as part of the process of them setting you up, you have to get them to go in there and unlock those sites and transfer them over back over to you so you have control of them. But it's one of those things, you got to pay to play.
Mm. All right. Lexi, good luck with that. And Amanda, she also had a question about it. She says, can the owner of the company gain access to an already claimed page? I mean, this brings up this is not a very good way of doing this, Yelp. I mean, what if you notice that your competitor down the street hasn't claimed their page? Can you claim it?
That's the problem. Anybody can go and claim that. I could go on a page today, and if that little button is not clicked, I can go claim it. And now what happens is I've got that locked up. And the problem is this is an automated process. They don't have all these people sitting around doing customer support because, in essence, this is something they're doing to build their business. So it's very difficult to get it resolved. So I could go claim it. I've actually had a dealership client of mine who actually had somebody steal their Google Plus listing back when Google Plus started coming out. And they even actually had to go to court and hire the attorneys, go through a whole big legal battle to try and get that Google Plus listing back. So people can claim the listing, and then they can control it. So it's very important that you claim your listing and you control it.
Okay, you heard the man. All right, Amanda, good luck with that. All right, next question comes to you from Debbie. She says, I had a customer leave a very bad review on our site, but it was not for our store, but she left it on our Yelp site. He had the wrong store. Can I get this corrected? How do I get it corrected?
That's an easy thing to correct. Well, nothing's ever easy. But two things you can do. You can put in a dispute, and dispute that and explain that this customer was not one of your customers. You've got to provide some proof of that, and Yelp will investigate, and if it is true, they will take it down. The other thing that you can do, and we've actually done it for a couple clients, you can actually call the person. You can do a little research, backtrack who the person is, and reach out to them and try to fix the problem. I had a dealer client of mine who had somebody leave a bad review, and we called them together, and the dealer was actually able to talk to the person. They got it resolved, and then that person was able to go in there and edit the review and actually take it down, and it corrected the situation.
Oh.
So it's possible to fix the bad reviews after the fact, but again, it goes back to what I was saying earlier. It's more cost-effective to prevent the bad review then to try and go back and fix the bad review.
Okay. Debbie, it sounds like this one you might be able to fix pretty easily. Good luck with that. All right, next question comes to you from Carly. She said, when Yelp called, I had to say we were going to pay in order for them to evaluate a negative libelous review. Ooh, interesting. What?
You're with the mafia. That's another example.
I know. Amber wrote in, Yelp specifically notes that they do not want you to thank happy customers publicly. It's in their pop-up. We've had numerous instances of good reviews that we thanked publicly being moved over to our not recommended, even if the good reviews were from active Yelpers.
It's really simple. If they're saying that they don't want you to thank them, you just need to follow their rules. It doesn't make any sense. It might be something that affects them in some different ways. Just don't thank them. You know, thank the ones in the other review sites where you can, and just follow the rules. Remember, we're dealing with a bully. If they say don't do something, don't do it.
Okay. Amber, good luck with that. Jeez Louise, it's like you can't even win when you're winning. All right. Kristen wrote in, would it be possible if you cave into paying them that the positive reviews that are not recommended then finally show?
Oh, it's amazing. Just like they disappear because you don't pay, after you pay, they start coming back. Now, they're not going to automatically turn it right over because they know that that would really kind of prove out their point and could have a detrimental effect, but those will start getting, you know, put in there. So it will happen.
Interesting. Okay. Kristen, thank you for the great question. Okay, next one comes in from Alex. He says, I'm from New York. The mafia doesn't exist. I wish my webcam was working right now. You'd see I'm, like, pushing my nose to the side. The mafia doesn't exist. So what you're saying is, when you get reviews on Yelp, expect a call extorting you, and you need to pay them off?
That's the truth. And that's part of what I'm saying is, they have a way of tracking. They know how many reviews. They know what companies are getting the reviews. As you start getting more reviews, it's going to trigger something that will then send a message to their call center. And now all of a sudden, because you have reviews, you are now a potential customer, and you're going to get a phone call.
Ay, ay, ay. Alex, look forward to that, okay? Jeff has the next question. He says, people, millennials especially, know that Yelp is not a trusted source. The main thing it is used for is mapping or directions because they use Bing as a search source and it's linked with Apple products. So Jeff doesn't think that there's a lot of Yelpers out there. What do you say to that?
First of all, one of the things that I do in a lot of my seminars is real simple. If you have an Apple device, and that's the other thing why Yelp is very important, Apple is tied to Yelp. If you don't believe me, one of the things you could do is after the webinar, take your phone, okay, grab your iPhone, and simply say to Siri, Ford dealers near my location, if you're a Ford dealer, or Chevy dealers, or BMW, whatever brand you are, and ask Siri for BMW dealers near your location. I would do it, but I turn my phone off for the webinar. You'll be amazed. I was in Las Vegas speaking at a digital dealer one year on this topic. And I did that, and I said, Toyota dealers near my location. In Las Vegas, there were two dealerships that popped up. So if your dealership does not pop up and you're standing in the showroom, you are not properly set up on Yelp, and that's why you are invisible to Siri. So let's talk about that for a second. That's kind of an important topic. If I'm looking for a Toyota dealership in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I have an iPhone, there's a very high likelihood, and it's probably going to continue to grow. I'm going to take my phone. I'm going to say, hello, iPhone, Siri, Toyota dealership's near my location. Well, if you're not on Yelp, there's a very good possibility you're not going to show up. That is a huge problem. So you have to make sure that you are on there properly so you can be found with your iPhones. And considering iPhone accounts for 70% of the cell phone users, is a pretty big market to miss if somebody's looking for a car dealership and you're not on Yelp.
Right, right. Okay, Jeff, thank you for the great question. If you have a follow-up one, send it on in. Leslie wrote in, is it better than not to sign up and just have a claimed page?
Say the question one more time.
I read it exactly as it was written. Is it better than not to sign up and just have a claimed page?
Well, if you sign up and you claim your page and then you're not going to promote it and get more reviews, it's good. You always want to claim your page. But if you want to start aggressively marketing and trying to bring more business in by using Yelp, you need to do both.
Okay. All right. Next question comes from Melody. She says, is this also why positive reviews go directly to be hidden?
Well, like I said earlier, the review sites always are going to put a preference on negative reviews. That's just the way they are because they feel that those are more authentic, even though we know that not to be true. That's why the check-in feature is so critical, because part of what they do to verify that this is a real valid listing is they check to make sure that there's a GPS tag through the check-in feature showing that the person was actually at that business.
Gotcha. Okay. By the way, Peter, can you move forward to the next slide so people have your contact information?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Next question is Amber. Amber wrote in, we signed an MSA with Yelp, and we have not noticed good reviews sticking. They're still being moved over to not recommended. But we've seen the reorganization of the reviews that are recommended. We still cannot get our star rating up. But now the good reviews do flush up higher most of the time compared to the negative reviews. But we gain not recommended reviews every week. So, sad face. So, even though she's paying Yelp, how long do you think it would take someone like Amber's dealership to finally go from not recommended to recommended and seeing a difference in their star rating?
It's really simple. There's an old saying, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. If you are paying Yelp and you are doing the thing you're supposed to, you need to reach out to Yelp. You should have a support person you could contact and just simply play, hey, you know what? I was able to get my dealer to give you some budget, and he's looking at this, and what can you do to help me, you know, get some better results? And ask them. If you're making an attempt, you know, they'll usually work with you, especially if you're paying them. So I would seriously just go back, call them, talk to them. They may look at your account. They may tweak a couple things. But you'd be amazed the things that can be done behind the scenes you don't even know about. But if you don't ask, you're not going to get it.
Okay. And I assume mention nothing about extortion and just, you know, turn on the sweet, sweet, sugary stuff, Amber, if you can, okay? All right. Good luck with that, Amber. Okay. Next question is from Virginia. Oh, one of our winners today, I believe. Yes. Okay. She says, we're in a rural market, mostly retirement age and families, so Yelp is not king in our market. Because of this, when our customers review us on Yelp, we are the only review they have on their account. Would it make a difference if we paid a minimum ad fee to Yelp if our reviewers only have one review on their account? See, so they're not active Yelpers is what she's saying, you know?
Right. And being an active Yelper does have an effect on whether or not the reviews get published to some extent. Doesn't trump the check-in feature. But if they haven't called you and asked you for money, I wouldn't call them and offer any money. So I would just kind of keep doing what you're doing until some point where they actually call you, and then at that point you can go ahead and pay them something.
Now, that's funny because Alex wrote in, why not call them instead of waiting for the call from them? So you're like, no, just be invisible for as long as you can. Is that right?
It's one of those, if you're having an issue, call them and try and work something out. If you're not having an issue, if your reviews aren't being filtered and people are able to see the reviews, but if you start following a couple of steps, that's why I highly recommend you download this PowerPoint and go back through it. If you do a couple of things we talked about, the check-in feature, putting out the point of purchase materials, those type things, if you want to reach out to me, I can give you a little bit more insight as well. If you start doing those things, sending out the follow-up emails, you're going to get more reviews. As you get more reviews, you're going to be on their radar, and eventually someone's going to call you. So at some point in the future, you're going to be getting that dreaded phone call. So if you're having a problem now, you're better off going to them to try and get it fixed. If not, start building up your reviews, and then when you get that phone call, then you deal with it.
Okay. And by the way, Virginia wrote in, she says, they did call. We refused, LOL. Oh! All right, Virginia, thank you so much. Okay, next question came in from Mark Lee. He says, it totally would be worth it, but I doubt that will happen. We have 80 filtered reviews. We will pay the minimum cost and see what happens. Okay, so this came in when you were saying, no, you really need to pay, you know. Okay, Mark Lee went on to say, about your check-in. Now we're into the check-in part, okay? Which, by the way, I think is brilliant, and I hope it works. So Mark Lee says, we did that whole check-in thing for a month. We had about 15 check-ins with review comments, and guess what? They were filtered. We're theorizing that because they're using the dealership Wi-Fi, that Yelp recognized the IP address as belonging to the business. The check-in process otherwise worked very well. I cannot foresee taking away the Wi-Fi, however, our CSI might suffer. But I just thought everyone should be aware of the potential negative effect of people checking in on the dealer Wi-Fi. Have you heard of anything like that with the dealer Wi-Fi?
Can he tell us how long ago that was? Because if it was a year or so ago, that's a little bit different than it is today. Being checking in on the Wi-Fi in the past has had some problems, but it still shouldn't be an issue, because the fact of the matter is what they're looking at is a GPS location, not the Wi-Fi. The way that Google Plus and Yelp in the past had addressed that is because there were companies out there. If you remember a couple years ago, there were some companies running around the auto industry that were telling dealers, you know, hire us and we're going to give you these iPads and you're going to put them in the dealership and you get all these people checking in. Well, the way they went back in and they wiped out a whole bunch of reviews was they went and they looked at all the ones with the same IP address. Things have changed, so let us know how long ago that happened, so that'll help me answer the question better.
Ay-yay-yay. Mark Lee says it was about 2 weeks ago.
About 2 weeks ago. Now, what I would suggest is this. Keep doing it for another 60 days and see if that changes, because that should not be happening, because the check-in feature does have the effect, but it also may be there may be something going on, you know, maybe something new going on. But that seems a little unusual to me.
I agree. But is this another case of the squeaky wheel gets the grease? I mean, should he be calling Yelp and saying, "Yo, what's up, dudes?"
If you're paying them, which I'm not sure we heard that you were, if you're paying them, I would definitely call and say, "Hey, wait a second, this customer, you know." And what I would do is I would be ready to send over a copy of a repair order or something so you can provide evidence to them. Say, "Hey, this customer was in my dealership. Okay, here's the work we did for them. We did an oil change. We did a tire rotation. They bought a car, whatever it is. Say, this review is a real review. Why are you filtering it? Explain that to me."
Yeah, Markley said, no, I mean, this is all like reasonable stuff we're asking here. This is ridiculous that we have to deal with this in this day and age. Markley said, should they write the reviews at a different time? Because we were asking them to write the review at the same point of the check-in.
Typically, you're going to check in, and then you're going to write the review. You can do it automatically, but I would recommend let them check in, give it a little window of time, 15, 20, 30 minutes, because it goes back to the restaurant. Remember, this was all originally, Yelp was originally for the restaurant industry. So you check in at a restaurant. Hey, I'm at the restaurant. I'm, you know, at Pete's Diner, and you check in, take a couple pictures, and blah, blah, blah. Well, it's kind of hard to write a review when your food hasn't been delivered. So it's the same philosophy. It's kind of hard to write a review if you haven't had your car repaired. So you want to have a little bit of space between the time that you check in and you write the review. That's what I recommend.
Okay. All right. Samantha wrote in that she called Yelp and she'd offered the stats. She said that she had 34 check-ins, 34 were awarded, she had 8 redemptions, and they still got filtered. Those reviews still got filtered. I mean, some people are just, I mean, I hate to say it, but they're getting shafted by Yelp.
And again, it's one of those things, if you're paying, maybe you need to call back on another day, try somebody else. Remember, we're talking about a company that is focusing on call center stuff. Their goal is really not customer support. So there's been times I've talked to them, and it's like literally talking to a brick wall. I mean, they just don't care. It's like, but we don't care. You know, it's, I don't care if you're paying us, you know. And they have that attitude. And if you think about it, it's that mafia mentality. We got you. You're going to do what I tell you. And if you don't like it, take a jump off a tall building. I don't care.
Tough noogies.
And that's really the company.
All right. We still have a ton more. Audience, we have so many of you still out there, so I want to get through all of these questions. We are recording this, but I'm just letting you know we're just going to keep powering through because I think your questions and your comments are important. All right, next question, again, from Samantha. She says, we tried this check-in feature based on Yelp's recommendation, actually. They recommended it, as well as including pictures. They were all still filtered. We have 57 reviews published and 260 not recommended. 6 entire pages of 5-star reviews not recommended. I mean, the frustration level is just overwhelming at this point, I think.
Yeah. And that's the thing that, you know, I don't want to keep beating a dead horse, but it is. You've got to keep, if you're paying them, go back to them, talk to them some more, let them know that you're trying. And it's just one of those things where you just have to keep doing it. I always tell people, you have to keep going. You have to keep putting the reviews up. Keep putting the reviews up because at some point, some of them are going to slip through. Some of them are going to get through, and they're going to get up there. So it's all about quantity. Keep putting the quantity up there.
Okay. All right. Okay, next question comes in from Andy. He said, is there anything special you should do when a customer checks in on Yelp?
Definitely.
Oh.
When somebody checks in on Yelp, you want to have the feature there where you're giving them something. If you go back through the slide deck, you'll also see an example. Because think about it this way. I'm in your dealership. I just checked in. By giving them something they have to redeem, go to the cashier and show your phone. So now they walk up to the cashier and say, hey, I just checked in on Yelp, and you're supposed to give me a free car wash. You're supposed to give me a free oil change, a free safety inspection.
Right.
Whatever it is, it doesn't make a difference. You just want to make sure that that person, when they check in, comes and tells somebody at the dealership. And then you need to have whoever's handling that, the cashier, they need to be trained to know, okay, I got a potential review person here. Let me go tell somebody, and you have to have a process in place. So now that person gets elevated, and you kind of move them to the priority status, make sure that they're getting taken care of. You cross all the T's, dot all the I's, and make sure when they walk away and they get in their car to drive off, they are a happy camper. And what I tell my dealers is this. Have the manager walk out, shake their hand, say, hey, Mr. Customer, thank you so much for coming in. I just want to tell you, here's everything we've done on your car. We also did a complimentary safety inspection, and your car is in really good shape, and I just want to thank you for being a customer. And, oh, by the way, would you be so kind as to please leave us a good positive review on Yelp? You know that he's there. Make sure you close the deal. Close the deal and get the good review. That's what you need to do.
Okay. That's excellent advice. Okay, follow-up question from Allison and Kristen. She says, well, both of them say, do you have any check-in offer suggestions? And what do you suggest is a good check-in offer? So, both the same thing.
Okay. We know that the majority of service customers are women. Okay, the statistic is over 70% of all service customers are women. Women are primarily concerned about their vehicle safety. What I would recommend, because women are also more likely to leave a review if you ask them to. So what I would do is I would offer a complimentary safety inspection. It's summer. You could offer a complimentary air conditioning inspection. But a safety inspection we have found to be one of the best things. It also doesn't cost the dealership any money. Because remember, most of the people on this call are probably sales related. You're now going to have to go and talk to the service manager to get his buy-in, and if he's got to pay anything out, he's probably not going to want to play. So a complimentary service inspection, a complimentary brake inspection. Service departments love brake inspections because you're pulling the tires off. You can check the tires out. You can check the brakes. There's a lot of upsell opportunity in that. But give them something that is safety-related. Not only does it not cost anything, but it's also going to help the service department make more money.
Interesting. Okay, well, Kristen wrote in and she said, got any for sales?
For sales, it really depends on your dealership. If your dealership does something special, if they're offering something, you could do something as simple as show this to us and get a free oil change or get a $25 Walmart gift card, something. It can be anything. The fact of the matter is you want to give them some reason to check in.
Okay. A follow-up question from Kristen again. She says, so if you have any bad reviews, can checking in help push them further down?
The only way they're going to get pushed further down is to simply get more reviews. It takes 8 positive reviews to push down 1 negative review. So
Jeez.
That's what's very difficult. That's actually how the testimonial builder got developed. We've realized, wait a second, eRep Builder was primarily designed to help dealers get good reviews, and we knew that wasn't working because 80% of the people were saying bad stuff. So testimonial builder was designed to try and get good reviews at the time of delivery. So the only two things you can do is get more positive reviews and push them down, or go back to the people who left a bad review and fix the problem and then ask them to go back and change their review. They can edit the review and they can even remove the review. Those are the only two solutions you have.
Okay. Kristen, good luck with that. All right. Markley wrote back in, what is the best way to monitor check-ins on our own account?
That's a very good question. I don't know of any way to monitor check-ins.
Hmm.
I don't think they have a back-end reporting. You can just look and see, you know, on your site how many people have checked in, but I don't know of a way where you can actually monitor and see how many people are actually checking in.
Okay.
I can look into that, though.
Okay. We still have more than a dozen questions left, so let's keep trucking on, okay? Mark Lee also said, I recommend SurveyMonkey to ask the happy, not happy email, and you can route the questions differently depending on the answers. So that's how he does it. Okay.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Kristen says, do you think it's important to provide an offer in a Yelp email similarly to the check-in offer?
No, you can't do that. That's actually a violation of their policy. They consider that bribing somebody to leave a review. So you've got to be very careful not to offer something. Can't send out an email that says, hey, if you leave us a review, we're going to give you a $25 gift card. Because both Google Plus and Yelp will ding you for that in a big way. You cannot entice people to leave a review.
Very interesting. Okay.
Them something after they check in, but you haven't enticed them to check in. You simply, they checked in, and then you've given them something after they've done it. But you can't bribe them to give you a review. That's a clear violation of all their policies.
Okay. Thank you so much for clearing that up for us. All right. Next question comes to you from Amber. Amber says, I've read numerous articles that says part of Yelp's algorithm knows if the source of the reviewer came from an email link click, and it is more likely to be moved to not recommended. Yelp does not want businesses asking for reviews via email. We've even noticed that our selected customers we email each month based on good manufacturer surveys that are active Yelps have their reviews filtered, and we are starting to wonder if that is why. Have you heard any ruminations about that?
That goes back and forth, but the fact of the matter is it still goes back to if they've checked in, it's a lot harder for Yelp not to do the review. Now, she's completely right. They do not want you sending out emails because most of the people sending out the emails are including some sort of offer enticement. When we send out the emails, it's a little bit different. It's, you know, thanking them and giving them, you know, the options of picking a review site. But you do have to be careful because if you're offering something like that, they will go back and ding you. But the piece of the puzzle that I think will help counter that is making sure that they are checking in, and then at some point going back and saying, hey, wait a second, we have this many people that actually checked in, they were here, here's, the, you know, it's like building a case. You've got to show them a little bit of evidence. But there's a lot of validity what she said.
Okay. Amber, thank you so much for pointing that out for us. All right, next question comes to you from Steven. He says, we've tried the email with the link to review sites. However, the reviews we get always show up under not recommended on Yelp. I think Yelp can tell they're being directed from a certain place and can identify the email as the source, so they get thrown into the not recommended category. Does that make sense? Okay, so we just covered that.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
And then we figured out some ways to get around that, so it's a little bit different. But there's workarounds, but it's not easy.
All right. Trish wrote in, is Google using all reviews in their algorithm or just Google Plus reviews?
From what I understand, Google is putting a priority. I think they are looking at the other reviews, but they're putting a huge priority on their reviews, but also on YouTube reviews. They're putting a lot of emphasis on what's going on YouTube because they own YouTube, so right. They're looking at reviews on YouTube and how those all tie together as well.
Wow. Okay. Thank you so much for that one, Trish. Okay. Next one comes in from Steven. He says, will this recording be available? I'd love to share it with our ownership. Heck yeah, it's going to be available. I'll send it to you in a couple of hours. I'll send you the link. All right. Okay. Leslie wrote in, I just signed with Yelp Tuesday. Now I'm freaking out. Can I cancel without penalty if they haven't done anything yet?
If you just signed up with them, do not cancel. Okay, that would be like, okay, we just lost this business, you know. So if you did sign up with them, that's awesome. Work them. Take advantage of work them. Say, hey, how do we do this? What can we do? Let them know that you're trying, making an effort. Put a little energy into that. They have, you know, make sure that you're communicating with them. But if you just sign up with them, work it hard, and you will see good results.
Do not cancel. Okay, here we go.
Do not.
Okay.
Guido will be visiting you.
What?
Guido will be visiting you.
Oh, my God.
Anymore.
Right? Okay. Mark Lee says, what do you think about reaching out to local Yelp elites to invite them in with a special offer? Are we inviting disaster?
That's an interesting concept. I've never tried it. I've never even really thought about it. I would say, you know, it can't hurt. reaching out to some of those people because, you know, good Yelpers or good, like I said, I get people that all the time will send me a message, hey, thank you for your reviews. So those Yelpers are influencers. They will influence other people in the marketplace. So it probably wouldn't be a bad idea. If you do try it, please let me know how it works.
All right, Markley, you heard the man. All right, next question comes into you from Samantha. She says, is there a recourse regarding when a customer uses an employee's full name in a negative manner? We have had a number of employees complain that as salespeople or managers, this not only has a personal cost in regards to customer comfort. If they see the review after they begin working with them or in employment prospects. Huh.
That's more of a legal question, and every state's different, so I kind of want to dodge that question. Not many I'll ever dodge, but from a personal standpoint, it's extremely detrimental. And in today's world, especially if you're a salesperson, you need to focus on building your own brand, making sure that whatever's out there, you know, with your name attached to it, because what's going to happen is, and it's real simple, people are going to go Google you, and they're going to look you up, and all of a sudden, if there's reviews about you and they're bad, they are going to show up. So you want to make sure that everything that is out there about you and your dealership is positive, because unfortunately, the world we live in, it's an information age. You can find anything you want about anybody, and if there's negative stuff out there, it's a problem. But getting it removed, it's one of those things, you know, people can say what they want to say, and that's why I always tell people, once it's up there, for the most part, it's almost impossible to get it down. So you need to be very careful of that.
Sheesh. Okay. All right, Samantha, good luck with that. We're down to the last handful of questions here. Jeff, for instance, is following up on his earlier question. He says, I know people use Yelp, and yes, it's important to have a claimed and active page. But my point is, why still pay them when our largest emerging market, millennials, just don't trust them, especially when we have better tools like social media where comments don't get filtered or hidden? Is social, like Facebook, a better place to put my money?
That's a tough question. Facebook is also a very good place to put your money to do some things. But the fact of the matter is, as long as Yelp is the directory engine for the iPhone, you have to play with Yelp. It's really that simple. Because people are going and asking their iPhone for the information. And if you're not on Yelp, you're not going to be found. And I understand the millennial stuff, the millennial this, millennial that, but the fact of the matter is most people today are going and they're searching for it, and if you can't be found, it's going to have a negative impact.
Jeff, I hear your plight, man. I see you. All right, next question comes to you from Lynn. She says, how do you add a check-in offer?
How do you add a check-in offer? That's a little bit more of a detailed question. If you go to the Yelp support page, it's all outlined there. If you want, you can send me an email, and I'll actually send you some documentation we put together about it. Or if you're paying Yelp, simply call them up and say, hey, I want to add a check-in feature, and you'd be amazed at how they're willing to help you do it.
Okay. Looks like our next question comes in from Amber. She says, you can look in the activity tab in Yelp for your business. The feed will show check-ins in a generic way. They don't give the check-in users' names, but it will say something like, a woman checked in.
Good.
And then Amber went on to say, yeah, we do not offer anything. We do a similar format for what you are suggesting, but we'll definitely target the check-in feature and test it out. So thank you for that.
And please let us know how it works.
Yeah, we'd love to know. Okay, last couple of questions here. Robinson wrote in, let's say a customer buys a car and fills out a positive Yelp review, but after owning the car for 2 weeks, they begin to dislike the car. Are they then able to fill out a negative review?
Unfortunately, with Yelp, they can go in and edit their review. That's one of the benefits and also one of the curses. Like I said earlier, if you have a bad review and you fix the problem, they can go in and edit it. But if you have somebody who left a positive review and all of a sudden 6 months later service department, you know, messes it up, they can go in and edit their review. That's the sword cuts both ways.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. All right. Last question comes in from Kristen. Kristen says, we found a sneaky way to get reviews. We took all of our clients who purchased vehicles from the previous month, added them and their email to a fake Gmail account, and we uploaded them to a fake Yelp account. This tells us who is an active Yelp user. After this, we checked with the advisor to see if the client had a good experience or not, and then sent them an email asking for a review for a free car wash. There is usually only a few people left after the filtering process, like 3 or 4, but so far so good. Haven't been caught yet.
That is a very good idea. I love it. That's talk about being creative. Congratulations. That's a good idea, and keep doing it.
You heard the man. All right, Kristen, thank you so much for that. Don't know how legal it is, but I don't know if what Yelp is doing is so nice to us either. All right, Peter, you are – I posted on Twitter. I don't know if you saw it yet. You probably haven't because your phone is off. But I said what a fantastic presentation it was and that you were blowing minds and melting faces. So thank you so much. That was an amazing presentation. You really hit it out of the park on this one. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Like I said earlier, don't shoot the messenger.
I don't think anyone's doing that. I think everyone in the audience thought it was brave of you to say what they were all feeling. So thank you for that. You have your finger on the pulse of the automotive industry with this one. So thank you so much. Hey, I got to remind all the audience members, we're going to be sending you a link to download a copy of this webinar recording. So feel free to share it with your friends, your colleagues, your business partners, whatever, because I think this is important stuff, all right? Also, today's webinar is going to be posted online within 24 hours. You can go to dealeron.com/webinar and view our upcoming webinar schedule or access any of our past webinars, too. And you know what? I have to just say one more time a shout-out to Peter, the web doc Martin. If you have follow-up questions or you want to know more or you just want to pick his brain, seriously, really nice guy, really awesome guy. Call him up. He will help you whenever he can, I promise you. Also, at the conclusion of this webinar, you're going to get a short survey. Yeah, we got a slide for that. I want you guys to fill it out, all right? Because I need to know what you thought of today's presentation. It's really important. So please fill it out. Let your opinion be heard. We want to know what you thought. Do you like this kind of a webinar where we, you know, come out and say the truth? I bet you do. We're all about reviews over here, so please write a review for us. Also, want to let you know, Sean Raines and the great Greg Gifford, they're known as the Hair and the Beard, will both be presenting at the upcoming Digital Dealer Convention in Vegas, baby. That's right, and DealerOn's going to be exhibiting there, too, so if you're going to be there, I'd love to see you. We're going to be at booth 601, so stop on by and say hi, all right? Can't wait to see you there. And oh, my goodness, I cannot wait to tell you about our next webinar. I am so excited about our next webinar. invitations will be going out tomorrow, and it's called The 6 Essential Traits of an Unapologetic Automotive Rockstar. Lisa Copeland, award-winning automotive industry leader, has made it her mission to crush mediocrity in all aspects of our lives. Her unparalleled work ethic, experience, and achievements will inspire your organization to reach for new heights and never settle for less than amazing. This time around, Lisa Copeland will share her 6 non-negotiable sales success secrets and how you can take your career to rock star status. In this inspirational one-hour webinar, Lisa will put all attendees into the mindset of an automotive rock star so they can start achieving greatness. No matter what position you hold, every automotive employee, manager, and dealer should hear what she has to say. Whether you're hoping for that next promotion or just a large increase in your bottom line, every journey starts with a single step. So tune in, learn from one of the very best in the industry, and start crushing it with these 6 traits that everyone has within themselves. If you're looking for extraordinary instead of ordinary, this may just be the most important webinar you ever see. This is a game changer, people. If you're ready to learn the 6 essential traits of an unapologetic automotive rock star, then don't you dare miss this important presentation. Register now, and don't forget, DealerOn's weekly webinars are held Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, 9 a.m. Pacific. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions regarding the DealerOn webinars and our topics, hey, contact me directly. I'd love hearing from you. And I'm everywhere. I'm on Google+. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. You name it. I'm on all the automotive social networks. Or you know what? You can just email me directly at eliana@dealeron.com. Thank you all so very much for spending this time with us today. And I hope to see you all on another webinar in our continuing education series. Take care. I